I'm Steve Miller reporting. Turkey has proposed to the United States that Syrian Kurdish YPG militia withdraw to the east of the Euphrates River in Syria and that Turkish and U.S. troops be jointly stationed in the country's Manbij area. Jeff Custer has more.
Speaking to Reuters news agency, the official said the U.S. was considering the proposal presented to U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson during his two-day visit to Ankara. Meanwhile, Tillerson met with his Turkish counterpart, Mevlut Çavuşoğlu, for talks focusing on Washington's plan to continue providing assistance to Kurdish militants. Speaking to reporters at a joint news conference after their meeting, Tillerson called on Ankara to show restraint in its operation while insisting that Turkey and the United States share the same objectives in Syria. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The United States Senate rejected debate on four immigration reform proposals Thursday. Catherine Gibson has more from Capitol Hill.
Four different tries at finding a solution for Dreamers, each proposal struck down by the U.S. Senate. $25 billion for border security and a decade-long path to citizenship for Dreamers, part of the proposal thought to have the best chance. But with a White House veto threat and the president taking to Twitter, calling the bill a total catastrophe, the political risk of backing a bill that would never become law was too great. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
The troubled 19-year-old man accused of the latest mass shooting in the United States was ordered held without bond Thursday during a brief court appearance. Nicholas Cruz was charged with 17 counts of premeditated murder. His attorney did not contest the prosecution's request to keep Cruz jailed as he awaits further court proceedings. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. French officials may remain adamant they won't accept the repatriation of French jihadists after their capture on the battlefields of Syria and Iraq for prosecution in France. Isabella Basco reports.
U.S. appeals for their countries of origin to accept responsibility for them are still being rejected by the French and British governments. French citizens are estimated to be among the biggest contingent of overseas fighters who joined the Islamic State terror group and other jihadist factions in the Levant. More than 300 French jihadists are thought to have died fighting in Syria or Iraq, leaving an estimated 500 to 600 unaccounted for or detained mainly in Syria by the Kurds. Isabella Basco for VOA News.
The chief prosecutor of the court examining war crimes against ethnic Serbs in Kosovo in the late 1900s will step down next month. Brahma Benito has that story.
Chief Prosecutor David Schwendeman said he would step down because his three-year term as a U.S. State Department Foreign Service official cannot be renewed. Experts said it will delay efforts to indict the first suspects. The court is handling cases of alleged crimes by Kosovo Liberation Army guerrillas between 1998 and 2000 that were not dealt with by the UN Yugoslavia Tribunal. Bronwyn Benito, VOA News.
Police say gunmen have shot dead at least 18 people in Nigeria's northwestern Zamfara state. Pernell Murdoch has that story.
A police spokesman says an armed gang ambushed a group of residents in Burani village. He says the bandits were mobilized by cattle rustlers who had been prevented from stealing cows. The incident is the latest in a series of killings by armed men who attack villages in northwestern Nigeria to steal cattle. Amnesty International says thousands of people have been displaced and at least 168 killed since the beginning of this year as farmers and nomadic herdsmen fight over land in five Nigerian states. Pernell Murdoch, VOA News.
Sydney, Australia welcomed in the Lunar New Year Friday, heralding the Year of the Dog by illuminating the iconic Sydney Harbour Bridge in bright red. Locals and tourists ascended around the city's circular quay to watch traditional Chinese lion dancing and lighting of 12 fluorescent lanterns representing the 12 animals of the zodiac and street performances. The Lunar New Year Festival will run from February 16th to March 4th. Dutch woman MC Visser powered to gold in the women's 5,000-meter speed skating as normal service resumed for the Netherlands at the Gangnung Oval on Friday. Defending Olympic champion Martina Sablikova of the Czech Republic claimed the silver in the longest Olympic speed skating distance for women, and Natalia Voronina took the bronze medal in the Olympic for the Olympic athletes from Russia team. I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.